Hi, Ragini again, and welcome to Module 6, Part 3, The Emergence of a Paradoxical Peace. The silent shapeshifter in your life is the flow of life because it keeps changing the shape of all of your experiences. That was just what we were talking about in the last module. Quietly, the flow of life as it goes from one pole to the opposite, breathing you alive, moment to moment, changes the shape of your experience. And as it flows back and forth is when and how it does it. A very, very wonderful thing to start to remember. So is the flow of life a metaphor? No, it is not. It is a verifiable reality, and it is closer to you than your breath itself because it is what is breathing you alive. Understanding this and realizing that it's within your capability to verify this can and could change your life. Is the flow of life a cute New Age tagline? No, it is not. Because like an enchanted kaleidoscope, the flow of life keeps rearranging itself into an infinite array of new patterns that is never ending. It just goes on and on and on, changing and changing and changing, giving you ample opportunity to explore all the different infinite varieties of what it can create. So life's movement means to us that it really isn't very wise to hang on to any one experience as a statement about who you are, which is what we talked about in the last section. Okay? It doesn't really work because, as you now know, all of your life experiences mark a single point on your infinity loop journey, depending upon which unresolvable dilemma you are navigating through. Now, here's a new piece of information. All of the viewpoints are valid. This means that every landmark that you position yourself upon is capable of only reflecting the view possible from that position. Right? There isn't any other way it could look from that position. That location is the point from which the view arises, and that makes it valid, a valid viewpoint. And note, I am not saying it is an accurate viewpoint. I am saying it is valid because it is the only view possible from that position, that location. Now, not only are all viewpoints valid, but they are also incomplete because the whole picture requires all of the different points of view. So viewpoints are incomplete in terms of the whole picture because each view only offers you part of all the available information. This is incredibly useful stepping stone to being able to find that place of paradoxical peace. Because in life, you must take a position. It is essential. You have to, whether you are for or against whatever it is that you're taking the position towards, or whether you refuse to take a position at all, is still taking a position. Then you must accept your position without letting it define you. That means what we talked about in the last section, knowing that none of these things are who you are, and neither is any position that you take a statement of who you are. Because all positions which you must take as a human being are rooted in emotional reaction, no matter how well thought out you think they might be. So you must recognize your stance, watch it, accept it as your position, work with it, act on it, but do not make it a statement about who you are. Do not claim it as your identity. This is the road to paradoxical peace. The position will be valid and incomplete. Knowing that allows you to find a peace that many people think is going to be passive, but actually it's not, because acceptance is not passivity. It evokes a paradoxical peace where you are both still in your process and moving. It's the paradox of it. And you can go out there and take all the action you believe that position requires you to take and still have distance from it. And that is where your dual identity that we've talked about so much in this training becomes truly important as a way to find your way through life, staying at peace with yourself. When you know that your position is valid and incomplete, and not a statement about your value, worth, or goodness, this leaves you free to not only take action, but to allow others to have their position as well. Even if you are against that position, you can still perceive and honor the part of them that is behind the position. So this causes you to take what I call the positionless position. How's that for a paradox? This means you see with both your mystic's eye and your mind's eye simultaneously. You become naturally harmonious with the paradoxical world. And it's a mysterious way of perceiving because you're in a position, but you're not in any way attached to it. And yet, you are not passive. You're completely active and filled with life in terms of moving from that position, knowing that it is not you. But it gives you, this positionless position, more information and greater compassion for the whole realm of being human and the amazing things that we must do to navigate this paradoxical reality. So here's the thing. If someone attacks you, fight for your life. Don't be passive, of course, even if you're in the positionless position. If someone is manipulating you, take the appropriate action to protect yourself. Being present to life and accepting what is does not negate taking action to do what needs to be done. If someone in front of you is hungry, feed them a big, juicy, fat hamburger and be happy you can do it. Taking action is a part of life. You cannot get away from it. So a paradoxical peace is not one that just sees you sitting and contemplating your navel. So you get here by separating the doing that is occurring from the one who is doing it. And you can do this more easily if you know your deepest or biggest identity. That even if you're fighting, you are not a fighter. That's not your totality. Even if you're protecting, you're not a protector at your deepest level. Even if you're providing, you are not just a provider in your totality. All this requires is a simple shift in your perspective, which is what the mystics are sharing with us, not only what the perspective is, but how to get to it. So here's an example for you. You've probably already seen this many times, the old woman and the young girl. So who do you see when you look at that picture? Do you see the young girl or do you see the old woman? Or can you see both? And does it have to be one or the other? So if you need to just pause the video for a minute and keep staring at that to see if you can find both the old woman and the young girl, feel free to do so. Okay, the thing here is that there is no separation between the young girl and the old woman because they are made of the same lines. They are inseparable. Each is defined by the other. The young girl is defined by the lines of the old woman, and the old woman is defined by the lines of the young girl. One simply cannot exist here without the other. They are interdependent and complementary. Now, does that bring up a remembrance for you? What is that called? Yep, interdependent polar pair. Pretty cool, huh? Now, the well-developed mystic eye can see both of them simultaneously. This is like seeing through the duality of something and seeing that it's both this and that and neither this and that, right? But to do this, to see both simultaneously requires that magical third neural pathway in your brain that can become bigger than what you're seeing in order to hold it. So developing your mystic's eye means practice. First, see one, whichever one you can see. Then see if you can shift your view to the other. Just keep gazing at the picture until it changes to the other one that's there. Then keep going back and forth, allowing it to happen when it needs to, until you can see what you feel to be both at the same time. Now, this is not logical, and you may argue with me that it's not possible, and yet it is experientially verifiable. You can learn to see both at the same time. And that is what allows you to enter the land of paradox and be free and find the paradoxical peace that comes with being able to see with this kind of perspective. The paradoxical peace passes all mental and emotional understanding. You can't understand it, but you can find it and live it. It gives you the freedom to be who you are and to do what needs to be done from an expanded state of consciousness where you are able to be at peace with all of your actions and everything that your life is calling you to do. Okay, that's a lot again, so here's your homework. See if you can answer these without looking back at the video. Is the flow of life real or just a story? If it's real, what is the deepest wisdom the mystics tell us to imbibe? What are the two main characteristics of any viewpoint, and why is this so? Describe the positionless position and why it's important to finding your inner peace. Describe, in your own words, paradoxical peace. Can your mystic's eye see duality from a different viewpoint? What does it look like? Does this shift the way you look or approach the question, who am I? Take a minute and think about those. These are pretty heavy questions, but have a good time with it. Don't take it too seriously. And enjoy, and I will see you in the next video. Much love.